Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. I'm Allison Klein. We're coming to you live from Madrid. We're at the Intel Network Builders Summit, and I'm joined by Antonio Elizondo, Head of Network Virtualization Strategy and Technology at Telefonica. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm pleased to be here.
So Telefonica and the head of network virtualization strategy talking to you in Madrid seems like the right thing to do. Antonio, why don't you tell me a little bit about what you do at Telefonica and how that intersects with today's event?
Well, basically, the presentation I provide summarizes the vision that Telefonica has about the importance of network virtualization technologies. For us, network virtualization is not the goal, but it's a very important mean to achieve our vision to become a true digital telco. This means that we are focused on providing the best connectivity of experience to our users, but seeing how the world is evolving with so many applications, so many new trends appearing every day, what we want to deploy is our capacity to adapt. And we see that network virtualization provides us the right foundation to do that. By using a very homogeneous and versatile infrastructure, we should be able to put on top of that the different network functions, the network workloads, the different applications that we can imagine. What we are trying is not only to have a vision, but to push actively for achieving that vision. For us, it's key, the collaboration that we have with Intel for a lot of years, okay? And we are pushing public initiatives like NFV Reference Lab, like OpenMano, and right now the last one where we have joined, together with a set of service providers and a lot of industries, Open Source Mano.
Telefonica has been very vocal and very assertive about leadership in the transition to virtualized networks. We've talked with executives from Telefonica on this program a number of times. And at Mobile World Congress, Telefonica was very vocal about this transition and the leadership role that you're playing. Can you tell me what you mean about need for platform awareness and open source Mano and the topic of your presentation?
The enhanced platform awareness for us is a concept that summarizes that you have an end-to-end architecture and you need that architecture behaves consistently. So let's start from the foundation of that architecture, not from the infrastructure. So this infrastructure is based on x86 servers and switches. Okay, the servers have advanced hardware assist technologies for supporting virtualized workloads. The first consequence of this is that you need that the workloads, the programmers of that, be aware of the existence of that platform and program consequently, following best practices, using libraries that have been designed for helping to the programmer, okay? Libraries like the very famous DPTKey, the Data Plane Development Kit. And this is part of the EPA, the execution environment, to have well-programmed VNFs that take the advantage of the right features from the x86 infrastructure. Mm-hmm. Okay, the next part of that is how the Mano block, the management and orchestrator block, that is responsible for automating the deployment and management of the full life cycle of these virtual machines, needs to understand all the consequences. No, so first thing is that you need an information model for deploying the VNFs and for connecting them that has these EPA requirements, that can express these EPA requirements. Mm-hmm. Requirements like, for instance, what sort of network connectivity the VNF is expecting, what is the CPU pinning that is expecting, what number of threads or processes it has, etc. So what we demand from this EPA is to have a consistent architecture that allows to have deterministic deployment of the virtual machines, of the virtual network functions that the programmer develop under certain conditions. What we need is to be able to reproduce these conditions once and again in a systematic way. This is all about, okay? And this connects to the other topic, the open source Mano, okay? Instead of been theorizing about what a management and orchestrating block should do or shouldn't do. Okay, what we have tried to do is together with a set of service providers, and right now we are 35 different players, to implement, let's say, a de facto standard, no? Let's say, to have a reference implementation of the open MANO so that the industry can see what is expected for a MANO, no? What should do, and also to start working on the direction for having a common information model that allow all kind of BNF providers to express the requirements to instantiate and manage the network functions on top of a virtualization framework.
Why is open source so important within that context and the collaboration between the 35 companies?
Well, our experience in the world of standards is that the Euro standards, the real standards, take a lot of time. Okay, you can be discussing a standard for several years, for four, mm-hmm. five, six, or even more years. And after that, what you really achieve is something that can be interpreted and that is interpreted in different ways. Okay, so that at the end, that standard doesn't behave as a real standard. You need to do a lot of interoperability efforts to achieve that different players' products work together. And, well, we have realized that this is not the right way to go, or this is not the only way to go. Okay, mm-hmm. We are seeing that open source projects are starting to behave as de facto standards. People is referring to things like OpenStack, mm-hmm. like OpenvSwitch, this sort of new standards that are open source projects. And what we have thought is that, okay, why not having a reference implementation of what the standard says, so that at least with that implementation it's clear what you have and what you don't have. There is no any way to misinterpret or to have different interpretation. So we see this open source effort as the way to do standards.
Now, you talked about the NFV reference lab as well.
Yeah.
How does that fit in with the broader context of what you're talking about?
Well, the NFV reference implementation lab for us is an attempt to build multi-vendor architecture around NFV. So we selected the baseline technologies, things like the switches, like the servers, the operating system on top of that, things like the Vim that we are working with OpenVim, that is part of OpenMano, but also with OpenStack. We are working also with several SDN controllers, okay? And on top of that, what we tried is to instantiate and to test different network functions from different vendors, no? So that this serves us to have a temperature feeling, no? To have a measurement of how the industry is, mm-hmm. okay? How mature are the different network functions? What are the type of requirements that they have for onboarding and instantiating the network functions? And this is allowing us to have a way to identify this common information model that we are going to need in the future. Mm-hmm. So it's playing a key role for open source MAN also.
How does the work with the industry intersect with bringing things online within Telefonica's network? And where are you in terms of a broader journey towards full virtualization of your network?
Well, what we are doing internally is to run different proof of concepts. One of the most famous one probably is the residential virtual CPE, one of the first projects that we announced publicly. We are piloting that in a massive pilot with more than 2,000 customers in our Vivo operation, is our operation in Brazil. And we are also working on different proof of concepts, like for instance, we are virtualizing right now an IMS in one of our operations in Latin America, in Colombia concretely. We are also working on different proof of concepts that virtualize different control plane elements. Like, for instance, we have virtualized a reflector router in one of our international operations. Okay? So basically what we are trying to do is, from the lab, we identify partners that we can work with, and we try to set proof of concepts together with them and demonstrate the local operations, the advantages of going mm-hmm. farther.
Antonio, it's been a pleasure to talk to you today. Thanks so much for taking the time.
Thanks to you. It's been a pleasure also for me.